The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Well, good morning. And we're going to be continuing this topic of the art of being nobody and somebody. I'm going to start with a short poem, you know, but it was inspired by it's a poem by David White, you know, outside our window where we have breakfast every morning. You know, my husband who does ceramics created this beautiful head, you know, and never, you know, it's supposed to be like maybe a planter, and it's hanging right outside our window. And the birds love making nests there. And that was a bit of a surprise. And so I've been watching the birds, you know, and the little fledglings come out and start their lives, you know, and spring's here. And so I'll start with this poem about spring. It's a short poem. excuse me. Already, the new birds have arrived in their small and perfect bodies and are singing among the trees. And already, the bright heads of the spring flowers are appearing in the garden. And if you happen to still be sleeping, still imprisoned by 100 thoughts, then simply open your eyes and notice this day that did not need you to improve yourself in order for it to begin. So this day that did not need you to improve yourself in order to begin. So let's begin the sitting. Taking an alert and relaxed posture. And gently closing your eyes. Settling into this meditation posture. Allowing yourself to be centered in this body. Feeling the cushion beneath you, the chair, the floor. Just being here. And now allowing the attention to meander throughout the body, traveling throughout the body at just an easy pace, noticing the differences between tense and relaxed, and any obvious tensions you can relax. They don't relax, just soften around them. They're not a problem. Just allow the attention to see the body, feel the body as it is right now. Maybe relaxing the face and shoulders. The belly. Any way you're holding yourself that's not needed. Connecting intimately with the body. And from within the body, you might become aware of your breathing, the simplicity of the moment, just this inhale, this exhale, knowing you're breathing in, knowing you're breathing out. You might take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And with each exhale, relaxing a little more deeply into the moment. Letting go. Settling in. Allowing your breath to return to normal. Staying simple. Nothing else is needed now. Just here, in this body, breathing in and breathing out, you might imagine yourself like a tree with deep roots, the branches reaching into the blue open sky. Allowing everything that arises, the winds of thoughts, emotions, sensations, allowing them to pass through unimpeded, coming and going, breathing in and out. You can become aware of any sense of space, of stillness, of calm, in the midst of the movements of the breath, in the midst of any movements of the mind. It might be a sense of well-being, of ease, in the stillness. Like the clear open sky, undisturbed by any clouds that drift by. And just resting in the moment, recognizing whatever appears and whatever goes away. allowing it to be however it is, seeing it clearly, not adding anything to the experience. No need to complicate it with ideas or stories. Being equanimous with whatever arises. No need to be for or against it. Just this is a simple sensation, a thought, a feeling, allowing it to be there and allowing it to leave in its own time. If thoughts arise, allowing them to be in the background, they're not a problem. No need to push them away. No need to add to them or build worlds with them. Just simple thinking in the background. Just knowing what's here, what's obvious, keeping it simple. No need to chase anything. There's nothing to figure out. Just resting in the moment of awareness. If the attention has drifted, you can notice it and kindly escort it back to the breath or body. Welcome it home. So welcome back.